Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
I've got a public service announcement.
Oh, yeah.
There's something I've noticed that I thought didn't need to be said.
Okay.
We just all kind of knew about it.
Oh, we do these occasionally.
One of those rules.
Yeah, we do these occasionally where we're like, I can't believe I need to say this, but you idiots, I need to say this.
Yeah. Maybe we can turn that into a song. I'm thinking something along the lines of, I don't know if you know this thing, but please, no.
We've already got that. That's Is It a Hack?
Ah, damn it. All right, we'll go to the drawing board. This is if it's someone's birthday. Happy birthday to my sister, Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
It's her birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Kristen.
Right.
Is she listening right now?
Oh, of course.
Always.
Yeah. So we were singing happy birthday. And this is the thing. If you're at a situation where you're singing happy birthday, you really have to check in with yourself and be like, okay, where am I in the register of this person? Where's our relationship? Because the hip hip before hip hip hooray goes to the top tier people, right? Now, it's a lot easier with family because you're all top tier people.
Okay, hang on. So you're saying you can't have a stranger hip hipping?
It's you know in that situation whether you're a hip hipper or not.
I'm quite the alpha male.
You're a dark horse hip hipper.
Am I? What does that mean?
Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you love to be the centre of attention.
I'm a reckless hip hipper.
Yeah, you are.
I would, yeah. So I hate the limelight. Jesus Christ, get it away from me. If I can be, you know, in the back corner quietly, please let me.
Yeah.
So you're saying if I was at Kristen's birthday yesterday.
Yes.
And I tried to hip hip, that would be overstepping?
Well, no, not overstepping. I think it's just you know your place, right? But the thing is, if you go the hip hip, you have to complete the series.
Yes, you can't do the first and then bail.
Yeah. So mum's done the first yesterday and then bailed, and then there was the awkward no second hip hip.
Oh no.
And I just looked at her.
Bells. What are you doing?
I just looked at her. So I was like, hip hip, hooray.
Back yourself.
And then I'm like, oh, and then hip hip hooray, and then oh, we all hip hip hooray.
Yeah.
And I had to take mum aside and say, Mum, you can't go the first hip hip and not complete the rest of the hip hips.
Yeah.
Is that something that needs to be said, people?
No.
You go it, even if you feel it in your waters and you've hip hipped and you look around and people are like, what's Loggy hip hipping for? She's not top tier. But I'm like, you know what? I've made my decision in the first half.
Yeah.
I have to complete the series.
Okay, just quickly. So did anybody else hip hip when she did the first hip hip?
Well, Nathan, my sister's boyfriend, came in the back end. Right?
Did what? The second and just, hip?
Well, he kind of supported. He kind of waited. Mum went it loud, and he picked up the slack.
Okay, good.
Right, but it was already it was the second late second, that it was that awkwardness.
Okay.
And you don't want that.
No. Okay. What about this? Right. If I had have gone the first hip, if I'd have been there, and I'm not hip hip kind of level relationship with your sister.
Yeah.
Your dad is, right? So say Con and I both hip hip at the same time.
Yeah.
And then there's that awkward eye contact like, oh, are you going to go it again? Can I then step away and not do this?
No, but you have to do it a decibel lower.
And but what if then Con doesn't do the second
so
one?
So you,
like your
in the
did?
First instance, you'll hear him go hip, and then if you're hip, you'll go hip. You'll, like, turn it up at the end so there's no awkwardness.
Oh, God.
Do you people not think about this? Am I the only one that knows anything about society?
I think you might be the only one that's thought about it this much.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
Wake up. Fresh.
Daily.
With Tom and Lonnie.
So good.
K-Rock 955.
A certain grid has been doing the rounds on socials over the weekend, and it's led a lot of people to say, hey, sort it out, Perth.
Oh,
get your act together.
Another Perth attack.
You are.
You never attack Perth.
No, I don't. I never attack Perth without good reason.
Oh.
No, there's no one's being attacked on this show. That's not what we're about, mate.
We're
a supportive, inclusive environment.
Yeah.
I want everybody
and then we'll
to feel
talk about you behind your
included.
Back.
Included. That's right. We don't do front
we
stuff.
We don't do front stuff.
Show policy. That was your policy that you brought to the show that now is show policy. We don't do front stuff, not to your face. So on Wikipedia, you can look up beer sizes in Australia, right? And beer in Australia. And the size, when you look at this grid, it is absolutely all over the shop. And I mean, anybody who's travelled interstate and tried to order a beer will know. They will know how crazy it is.
It's hard because it's embarrassing when you move interstate because you have to sort of say, what sizes do you have? Yeah. And it's, and you feel like an idiot.
Just say, I'm new here. Just that's what I always say. I'm new. I just got here. What's the big one?
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, they're like a jug and you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here we go. So everywhere in Australia for 570 mils, the big one, everywhere in Australia is a pint, unless, of course, you're in Adelaide when it's an imperial pint.
Okay? Right. Do you have to say imperial pint?
Yes, if you want the big one.
So you can't just say pint. You have to say, oh, I'll grab an imperial pint. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, wait, you'll find out why. Because what we know is a schooner, right, everywhere else in Australia calls a schooner, except Adelaide, which calls that a pint.
Oh, so they've got an extra level.
Yeah. Well, they don't. They just call it something different. So, that, right. So if you ask for a schooner in Adelaide, you'll get a pot.
Okay.
Right? So,
and then if you go to order pot in Adelaide,
they'll look at you weird because they don't have a pot. They don't have pots, right?
Oh, no, okay. But you get away around with some glassware.
Yeah, in Adelaide, yeah, you do. Okay, so what we know as a schooner, everywhere is a schooner, except in Hobart where you can also call it a 15.
A 15?
I'll have a 15 because it's a 15 fluid ounce glass. So everywhere calls it a schooner except Adelaide, which is a pint. Now, in Sydney, you can get something in between what we know as a schooner and a pot, and it's called a schmitty.
Can I have a schmitty and a snitty, please?
Well, it's half a midi and it's half a schooner, so they call it a schmitty.
Imagine at the end of the night where, hey, all right, what do you want for dinner? Yeah, I'll have a schmitty and a schnitty, and can I have a snitty? What? And then they come over with a beer, you're like, I said a schmitty.
So the smaller the beer gets, the more confusing it gets, right? Because then we get to what we call a pot here in Geelong, right? In Sydney, Canberra and Perth, they're called middies.
Oh, yeah.
Canberra and Perth will also call that a half pint.
Mm.
Right? In Darwin, it's a handle.
Oh, but see, I say you just have handles when you go to the bowls club because they give you a little thing with a handle on it.
But that's a pot as well.
Right?
Brisbane and us call it a pot, and Adelaide calls that a schooner, and Hobart calls it a 10. Because it's the 10-ounce one, fluid ounce, because they don't go in mils because it's still 1878 in Hobart. Right, it gets smaller again. So what we call a glass, is probably what you get given when you get a jug and then they say, how many glasses do you want?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it's a bit smaller than a pot again. In Sydney and in Hobart, that's a 7 because it's the ounces again. Oh, and in Darwin. But in Brisbane, that's what you get when you ask for a beer.
Glass of beer.
Can I have a beer? They'll give you the small one. In Adelaide, it's a butcher. And in Melbourne and Perth, it's a glass. The worst one, right, there's Bobby Sixes in Perth, and then there's ponies, which you can also get here because I know Creatures do a pony.
Is a pony a big one or a small
Very
one?
Very small one.
Oh, so it's like a nip. 140
mils. But then, yeah, I'd like a nip, but no, it gets smaller again. In Perth, you can get 115 mil beer, called a Shetland. Can I have a Shetland, please?
Shetland's bigger than a pony or smaller than a pony?
Smaller than a pony.
But hang on, make it easy for people because Shetlands are a big horse.
No, they're not. Shetlands are tiny ones.
What are the... No, they're the big ones, aren't they?
I'm glad we've cleared this up for everyone. You're thinking of a Clydesdale.
Wake up fresh daily. Fresh daily.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
No.
But don't actually call us. It just rhymed for the song. Yeah. We don't have time for you to call us, nor the inclination.
No.
Okay, so I have been doing something for maybe a month now in the kitchen, and I'm just so happy that I've worked this thing out that I want to share it with other people, and I want to know if you know this thing.
Okay.
Because if you don't know this thing, I didn't know this thing, and I think maybe there might be other people out there that don't know the thing.
Oh.
So I know, and I don't know how silly this is, bringing a kitchen-related thing to you, given...
Hang on.
You don't spend any time in the kitchen.
That's a lie, but okay, I'll accept it.
Well, any positive time in the kitchen anyway. Okay, so a while ago, we've got at the house that we're living in, we've got quite a big oven, don't we? It's like a big, it's a fire burner, but God knows it's a small house.
Yeah, it's mainly kitchen.
Yeah, mainly kitchen, and it's mainly oven.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it needed an oven that big, but it's a great oven. We love it, and I don't know how we'll ever go back, to be honest.
Yes.
And gas stovetop and everything, great, great. But every oven that I've ever had has had in the bottom this little like flap underneath. You know, you got the big door you open, right? And then there's like a panel that runs underneath it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So underneath the door, there's a panel, right? If you actually go to that panel and open it, like it'll flick down.
And you take the whole door off?
No.
Oh, it's like the floor of the oven.
No, yeah, kind of underneath the floor of the oven.
Yeah. Right?
So you know what my oven looks like. So it's silver at the top where the knobs are.
I love how you think that I remember, even though I've been to your house like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I love how you're like, yeah, she'll remember. I have no idea, but I'm just going to say yes to keep the story going. So okay. Yes.
So black glass over the door, oven door.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another strip of silver at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
That you can take that off. It flips open. It's actually a little door, right? And they call it a warming drawer, right? You're not going to warm food in there, but what you can do is you can warm up your
plates.
Your trays and stuff and plates if you want. But what we do is we keep all of our oven trays in there, so we don't have to have cupboard space for our oven trays.
Oh.
They all live in the oven. We don't leave them in the actual centre bit of the oven to get hot and cold and hot and cold again. We just put them in the bottom. And that's where we keep all our oven trays. And every oven has it, almost every oven.
Really? I don't think I have it.
Unless you've got one of those ones that's like at chest height, that's like in your cupboard or whatever.
Oh, all right. I'll check it out.
Check it out. But do you reckon that's a hack or just doing a thing?
No, yeah, that's a hack.
Yes!
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up.
Fresh daily.
With Tom and Lonnie.
So good.
K-Rock 955.
The mystery behind the elusive Utah monolith has likely been solved. However, I don't believe anything.
Right.
So people are saying, oh, yeah, no, we think we've solved it. But still, I'm like, well, have you? As we know. In Utah, there was a monolith, which if you're not sure what it is, basically just a giant silver rectangular-looking thing sitting in the middle of the desert.
It looked like it could be some sort of award from an award ceremony.
Yeah. Think like an aria, but rectangular, not triangular.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks. And then it disappeared. Then one turned up in Romania, and they're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So there's a guy. He's called the most famous artist, right?
Mm.
He has done some art you might have heard of a few years ago when California legalized marijuana. He changed the Hollywood sign to Hollyweed.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
No, I must have missed that.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's taken to his Instagram page to claim responsibility for the monolith.
Okay.
And also give people a chance to buy one for themselves.
Great. Oh, wonderful. Told you it was a viral marketing thing.
Yeah. So... people are saying, that's what they thought. They're like, oh, this is guerrilla marketing at its finest, right?
Yeah.
But some people are also thinking, well, hang on, maybe he's just jumping on board.
Mm.
So his Instagram page says here, you can buy the monolith for yourself, delivery and installation included.
Great.
Installation's just popping it down where you want,
well,
I imagine.
I mean, are you or are you burying it? Are you inserting it?
No, I think it's just there.
Okay.
Whatever it does, it's doing it now.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. It comes with a certificate of authenticity. It's signed and dated the most famous artist 2020.
Great.
Says here, no refunds or exchanges.
Okay.
And also allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. So if you're hoping to get one for Christmas,
Is he in the States?
He's in the States.
How do you get the one into Romania then?
I'm not sure. This is the thing. This is edition. It says here, it looks like there's only so many, right? This is what he's saying.
Mm.
It looks like there might only be three or four, but if you would like to purchase one, it's only a mere $45,000.
All right, mate. Yeah, no, he's not selling any of those. I wouldn't have thought.
And look, I love art.
Mm.
Love art, love going to the galleries, love, you know, being inspired and getting feelings and also not really knowing what's going on but acting like I do.
Yes, great.
And I like wearing things like coloured tights and like boots and being like, look at me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm amongst it.
Yeah. Art.
I love it.
I'm an art lover.
But that I don't understand.
No.
And if you're paying $45,000 for a giant rectangular mirror,
yeah.
I mean, look at yourself.
Yeah, have a in the mirror.
In the mirror.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.